Blog Talk Radio.
Check us out at DeMarcoRealTalk.net. Follow us on our DRT Radio FM page.
And don't forget to follow and like us on Spreaker and iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Check it out. Take two. DeMarco Real Talk, yeah, we got it and we got the walk, yeah. Shout out to DeMarco Real Talk Productions, because you all know that they up to something. DeMarco be the host and all of y'all should really check the flow. His co-host, Mizzy and Mizzy. much, much more in store. Just tune into this for sure. They offering real talks for real issues. You can bring your problems along and your tissues. They be focusing on real life topics with real people, and they focus on the topics that include the lethals. Yeah, they have the sport talk and the global news, so come on by and see what it do. They be hitting you with the straight facts. Just believe me that this is where it's all at. They be giving everyone a voice. If you listen close, man, that's your choice. They always keeping it real. They always giving you the deal. The truth hurts, and we're not here to sugarcoat a damn thing to you, my dear. We don't tell you what you want to hear. We just tell you what you need to hear. Uh-huh, had no fear, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to DeMarco Real Talk with your host, of course, myself, DeMarco, co-host Miss Yvette,
Miss E, Lady E, and also Mama.
We also have a few more hosts that's going to be coming in, but they're like in traffic, so they'll be coming. I don't know if my sister Miss Z is going to be here tonight, but well, we got my sister E on here. But Z wasn't feeling good. You know, there's something virus going around, so I'd rather her stay on the toilet than on the phone. How's everybody doing tonight? What's going on, E?
I'm doing wonderful.
Mama, how you doing?
I'm good, man. That intro was something else.
I know we've been having requests for this show, so I wanted to go ahead and get this show going. Pretty much, no, I cannot, Ms. Darling. If you want to chime in, just let me know. Just push the one, that way I know you want to get on here. But those of you that's out there listening, tonight's show, of course, is going to be about relate. Pretty much, it's a spinoff of my page, but pretty much it's relationship talk, which is what everybody want to do anyway. So it's DRT Relationship Real Talk tonight. If anybody have anything that you want to call in about, any questions, suggestions, or anything you want to ask, we are here. But just know, as we always say, we don't sugarcoat a damn thing. The number is 929 area code 477-3893. Once again, that number is 929-477-3893. You may also go and listen to it on Facebook through Blog Talk Radio, and it will be posted later on my Spreaker, which I'm going to be talking about that later because I got some things going on with Spreaker. Let me go ahead and pull Ms. Darlene in. But before I do that, tonight we're going to talk about relationships, of course. We're going to talk about why do people stay when they just know it ain't right. Why do you want out of your relationship if that's the case? If we have somebody call in that's bold enough to call in and say something about that, divorce and also cheating and a whole lot of other things. So I'm going to go ahead and pull Ms. Darlene in. What's going on, Ms. Darlene? How you doing?
Oh, nothing. I'm doing just great. Just great. Yeah. Thanks
good
for having
you on.
Me.
Good to have you on. Oh, yeah.
Anytime. I think a lot of people, they stay in relationships because who wants to be alone? Nobody.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on, Johnny. I'm alone.
Hold on. Who won't take? The kids, you know, it's only so much they can do for you, but, you know, we want that male companionship. So we pay a price with that.
But, you know what, Ms. Darlene, I think about that song, I Can Do Bad By Myself. If you not helping me or you beating on me or whatever, I just rather be by myself and pray that the Lord will send me somebody else.
Yeah, say that, girl.
Yes, ma'am. I agree. Oh, I ain't going for the beat down.
No. I know that's right.
No, we'll both be fighting. No. Uh-uh. Hey, kids can only do so much, you know. Yeah. But me,
and I think
I'm alone. I'm okay. You know, I love myself. I love being alone. I can do what I want to do. I can, you know, call that F friend over when I want some, send them back on home.
But I used to talk to her in that part time.
Well, yes. Send them back home.
Ain't no wrong with having a side piece. No wrong with having a side piece every now and again.
I think,
you know, one of the things that you know, that irks me with people is I think that people tend to always want to blame their kids as far as holding on to a relationship, and I just don't think that's a healthy thing to do. So a lot of y'all that's out there, you know, using these kids and want to say that, you know, I can't leave him because I want, you know, I was raised in a one-parent household. I want my kids to have a two-parent home. That's some BS. Don't ever sit around and wait for nothing like that, because the thing is, you're only, especially if this man is beating you. That's even worse. And I know somebody who went through that, and my thing is, why stay with somebody like that when that person is beating on you and stuff like that? Then you, I mean, pretty much you teaching your girls or your boys that's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
That's what it's supposed
to
be. You know, so you just can't. You can't do that. You know, what are y'all thoughts on that?
And even if they're not beating you, even if, because scripture says that the man is the provider. If he's not providing and taking care of his house, and you're doing it all, and you're doing it, and he's, you know, just laying up, still they use the excuse sometimes, you know, well, I'm doing it for the kids. But if the kids feel that tension in the house, is that good too?
No, it's definitely not good. No. Yeah,
so that excuse, I'm doing it because I want my kids to be raised like Dee was saying. I want my kids to have a mom and a dad and a home. But if a home is not a happy home, your home, your castle is supposed to be a place where you can come for relief, refuge, for love, you know, for support. But if you get there, and when you get there, you're like, okay, you're just going because the kids are there and you're unhappy, that doesn't feel right either.
That's true, too. But, you know, a lot of people, we're used to living, you know, we want to put on personas. You know, like everything's okay. We got the family, the husband, the kids, you know. And, you know, don't nobody know what's going on behind closed doors. But a lot of people, they want to do that. A lot of people, I think they stay in relationships too, is because, you know, a lot of people don't want the stigma of being a divorcee, you know. Or maybe she did something wrong, you know. Or maybe some people said it wasn't going to last. So instead of them just throwing in the towel, they'll just put up with stuff for pride, too.
Well, yeah, well, speaking from a divorcee, right. But speaking from a divorcee, when you realize that, you know what, it's over. But the person has to come to that in their own mind, in their own heart. Because even as I went through my separation and everything, people thought that everything was fine with me. I was happy-go-lucky and everything until finally I started saying, you know, after I did the divorce, in which I did on my own by myself, you know, without a lawyer, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. And a lot of people think that it costs a lot of money, you know, that you have to get an attorney, you have $5,000-$6,000, and these people stay married to people because I don't have that money. You can file your own papers. You can print them out for free. You can file your own papers. You can go down to your local courthouse, and I'm not preaching divorce, but if you have to get out, don't let not having money for a divorce keep you in, because not only did I do it, and I went down there, filled out the paper, what my income was, and they said, "Oh, you don't have to pay anything." Bam. And several other women that I have helped who didn't know that oh, I thought I had to have an attorney. No, you don't. You can do it yourself. The internet is a wonderful thing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
But you know, especially if you
have an old address from them, so an address where they can't be found.
Oh, and you don't even have to have an address. All you have to do is post it in a local paper where the city or town where you know they are, and that's your posting. And if he see it, he see it. If he don't, he don't.
Oh, thank you. I learned something new.
You can still go to that courthouse and you can file. I help a young lady who had been looking for her husband for over 7 years. I said, okay, give me as much information as you can. And this is just me, just an ordinary, you know, ordinary woman, you know. And we looked up things. I looked up things and found out that he was incarcerated. She filled out those papers, had those papers sent to him. Whether he signed them or not, whether he sent them back, she also ran it in the local paper. She went to the courthouse, filed her paper, and in 65 days she was divorced. And getting child support, because when you're in prison or you in jail, you earn money, and that money does not go to you anymore. If there's a child support case, it can come to your child.
Okay.
You're going to get somebody hurt out there.
Yeah.
But, yes, there are websites online that you can fill out, and it's different types of divorce, and it has a whole listing, you know, divorcing with children, divorcing with children with property, divorcing with children without property, divorcing with no children but with property. Take them to your local courthouse, file them 45 days. They'll give you a date. And I think it's 20 days after that will be your court date. And whether he show up or not, and whether he agree with it or not, depending, you know. But if he doesn't show up, stamp, seal, delivered. Goodbye. Hallelujah.
I'm like, I turn the name stays here. The name stays here. You let my name go. Let me start to hold on to my name.
I know that's right.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
But yeah, but if the website is needed, if you all hit up DeMarco, hit DeMarco up on the email, I think it is, D.
DeMarco Real Talk at Yahoo.
Yes, we can let you know what website to go to print those papers out for the state of Texas.
Okay.
We're gonna hire up a marriage counselor. Yeah, because we got a cousin that got a divorce like that too. But a lot of people just don't know a lot of things. A lot of people are so secretive. Some people hold on to stuff, you know, pretty much like you and Darlene were saying, you know, it's a pride thing. It's a pride thing that people hold on to. And you know, you can't.
And a lot of people.
I mean, if you want to help, you got to get out of it.
Yep, and a lot of people hold on because they think they can't do it by themselves. And like you said, a lot of people hold on because they think it costs a lot of money to file for a divorce. It doesn't. And if you're paying all the bills and doing everything yourself already, then what is he contributing?
Hold that thought. We got a caller calling in 702-636. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Nunu.
Hey, what's going on, Nunu? How you doing?
I'm good.
Thank you for calling in. You have something you want to talk
about?
You
know I'm calling from Las Vegas.
All right, Vegas up in the heezy. This is Nunu from Spreaker, y'all. If y'all get a chance, y'all make sure to check out Ms. Nunu. She be jamming now. Y'all make sure y'all check her out.
Thank you.
Anything you want to touch on, Ms. Nunu?
I'm just listening because, you know, I lost my husband, and now I'm in a new relationship that seems to be working.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good. Amen. See, and that's a good thing. You know, see, we like those kind of relationships that's working because, you know, you went through something that was tragic, you know, losing your husband. So you got to, you know, that's the last thing you want to go through is something with a man who's either abusive or who's not doing the right thing and all of that. I mean, a lot of women go through it, but I'm sure I know you stronger than that. So I know we ain't got to worry about that with you, Lulu.
Right. He was in a relationship that was somebody was just using him, and God put me in his life. How I met him was over speaker. He used to come to my shows and listen on every Sunday. And he came one day in my inbox and asked me, was I married? And I told him yes. And he stepped back. And after my husband died, then we began to talk.
Respectable
okay.
man.
Yes.
You hear me, Lulu?
Huh?
I said maybe I need to get on your show.
can I get on it too?
Sure, you're welcome.
We'll stop telling tell him Miss E, we'll fly the bait.
I know that's right.
Now.
But that's good. That's good, though. So you have
yeah, God is good
like
that. I thank him.
Do you have any kind of, I guess I should say, do you have anything that you can tell some of these females out here, some of these males that, I guess, just deal with anything just to try to make it work?
You know what makes a relationship work? Communication. If you can communicate, it'll work, but once you stop talking, there's no relationship anymore.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that one. That is so true.
Wow. I wish a lot
and
of
also
people
respect.
That way, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yes,
also,
yes.
And also respect. You know, we need to respect one another.
Right.
Yep.
And I look at it in a way that you wouldn't. Don't call me names. Don't treat me any kind of way. Put it like this. However you would treat your mother, you treat me that way, but even better because I'm your mate.
I agree with you.
Because when I got married, before I got married, my father, thank Jesus, a good father, was who I call my Superman. But I knew when I got married, I had to take that S off of my daddy's chest, and that S now went to my husband because my husband was now my Superman. Anything I needed, anything I wanted, anything and everything was now his responsibility, you know, to me. And
amen.
just like I had to tell him, because one time he made a comment and told me, this don't taste like my mama cooking. And I said, your mama didn't teach me how to cook. I said, now this cooking right here tastes like Minnie Lee, Mabel and Esther, because those are the women who taught me how to cook. Now if you want your mother's cooking, you're going to have to get mama to cook it. But, you know, so he has to realize, okay, stuff like that I can't say. But that's communication, you know. And I didn't say it in a negative way. It say I'm negative right now when I'm saying it because we divorced. But I didn't
like
say it
my,
in a negative
my husband
way.
That died. I was with him. I got with him. I was 16 years old. And I stayed with him for 40 whole years.
Jesus.
Wow.
Amen. Amen.
So this is a new experience because that's the only man I know. That's the
right.
only man. So,
yeah.
yeah.
And you know what's going through that, too?
How long
what
have
did
y'all
you
been
say?
Dating now? How long have y'all been dating now?
How long have, 6 months, I and him, but we communicate.
Oh.
He was in a bad relationship.
Ah, okay. So he's going to have some trustworthy issues, right?
No, he trusts me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he trusts me. He talks to me, and I'm like, okay. But I and his brother were friends, so that made a difference. And his brother told him, that's a good woman.
You know, and that's wonderful. Nowadays with me, it's so hard trying to even, and I'm not saying trying to find a man, but trying to date, because everything is on the internet. Me personally, I don't want to go on the internet and go to a dating site. What happened to the old-fashioned days where you meet somebody at church or somewhere, you know what I mean? And they walk up to you and approach you. Everything is online now, and then I just can't do the online thing, so I'm just lost right now.
Well, God will send someone into your life.
Well, I'm praying for that.
I told you, be patient.
I'm trying, y'all, because I didn't know that I really, until the last relationship, I didn't know that I would ever want to be married again or whatever. But being with that person made me want to, you know, I want to be a wife again.
Okay.
I don't think I want to be a wife. You know, Mama?
I don't think I want to be a wife again.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go down with the Max Wayne. I'm going to go down. The name is going to stay. Because, you know, your heart, but, you know, sometimes I'll be at church and they say, so that you find your nice manager. I ain't seen not one that I would talk to. At least right now, anyway.
Well, they ain't a woman.
No, don't say that to my, some of my members might be listening. I'm here.
Uh-huh.
No, you don't have to say
no names. Listen, I ain't calling no names, but they talked about one they were trying to hook my mother up with, and somebody said he ain't got no car, and so mom's talking about, well, I'm not taking. She said, I ain't taking nobody's doctor's appointment. I ain't doing all that. I ain't doing none of that.
Hey, man.
But see,
right.
I ain't none of
that. But hold on, y'all. Hold on,
because
sometimes people might have went through a little something. They might have went through a little something. They might have lost their car. They might just going through a bad time. Might be broke down. They might just don't want to drive no more. They might not want to drive no
but
more.
Not,
you can't
now
do
me
a ride.
A man that should step to mama right now, he should be well established. He should have his own house, his own car, not one, maybe two. And he should have at least one, maybe two retirements.
He got all of that. Now, listen. Now, hold on now. You know anything.
Why don't have a car? Why you don't have a car?
This my mama we talking about. So it's
why he don't have a car?
Like that.
Why
so
he don't
got
have
the
a car?
He's an older guy.
Oh, okay.
He's an older guy. I mean, maybe he don't want to drive no more, but I'm just saying. So let's specify this, because I don't want everybody thinking, because they see a man on the bus stop, they supposed to pass him up and keep on moving. I don't want people to think that. No, I don't want people thinking that, because that's the wrong way to think. That's the wrong way to think. Because
that
this
is,
man
I
be
agree
going
with
through
you,
something.
Because I don't want a man just for his material things. Yeah, I do want a man
there
that has something to bring to the table, but
yeah,
I want a man
right.
to love me with his heart.
Right,
hey, he could be going through something. He could have been in a bad relationship, just like Miss Nunu saying, like Nunu was saying just a minute ago. Her man came out of he came out of a bad relationship. So maybe this person came out of a bad relationship. And hold on, but hold on. Right, but I'm specifying now. Now you're right. I hear what you think. This man, I know he got some money, but I'm saying. But I'm just specifying on that. When you see a man that's like that's on the bus stop or whatever, I'm just saying you got to give him a chance, because you don't know what they might be going through. You don't know my story. Don't judge me by myself. You have to give me a chance to show you. Now, I can understand if you paying for all his dinner, all his lunches. Now hold on, goddamn. Now what are you bringing to the table? Is something going on? Are you struggling on something? What's up? You know, let me know if I need to spot you or something. Goddamn, we don't mind every now and again, but sometimes hell, it's like that relationship sometimes now. And these be relationships that have been around for a long time. You got some people that go through that today.
And what if that man is on the bus and he can't drive a car?
Right. Some days I can't drive. So,
Mama, he might have health problems. He might have health problems.
He's
been
with that health problem. I ain't
been
with
him
before. He got
like... Oh, my God. Ooh, that's what I got to go through, y'all. I've been trying to get my mom a date, but it took me a while. It took me a while to ease up and be like, I ain't gonna be tripping on mama date because you know when I lost my father, that was something special to me. But I'm just saying, it's hard when you have to picture your parents with somebody else. Those of you who have, lost parents or, you lost your significant other and you may have kids, and I'm pretty sure they probably have told you that. It's hard, allowing somebody to come in, welcome somebody in, because I wasn't planning on welcoming nobody in no time soon at all.
He don't run nothing, but.
Baby, please. This is what I'm telling you. It wasn't happening. It wasn't happening.
I didn't wonder trying to get the first
thing
to eat by
Buffalo. But you know what?
Hold on,
trying to
figure out how to go real
life.
But you
know what? I said, wait a minute, hold on. He's talking about giving his ass to his son and everything, moving over here.
No, don't be giving that away. Yeah, don't be giving that away.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, cause don't be moving in. It can be rental property, second income. You don't get nothing away.
Yeah, he was already talking about the real range of my house. He don't do that to my ass. And what I can do for you, I'm like,
he told my mama he's gonna tear out the closet and make a hallway and add some room. I said, shit, mama, let him add some rooms on this motherfucker then. Let him do. But the thing is, what Mama said, and Mama Yvette mentioned something to me the other day about this. And that's why I told Yvette, Mama just said the same thing I say, a while back. And I started telling her about, what happened with him. And she said, Yvette said, well, dang, they don't start out by talking, man. I say, Mama, that same thing. Do they just take a home run or what? I say,
you ain't sliding in this space.
Right.
You ain't sliding in this space.
Ooh. God dang.
You gonna give your son your house? Really? Who said you could move in mine?
Y'all, listen.
I know that's
this
right.
Is why I got mad at my mama, y'all. Hold on, Beth. This is why I got mad at my mama. I told my mama this, y'all. This man was working on our house, y'all. He was doing different stuff around this house, and I was paying him. Then after a while, I was trying to pay him. He said, no, as long as your mama keep cooking like this and feed me and I get to see her every day, you ain't got to worry about nothing. I told Mama, you better take one for the team. Let's kiss on the cheek. Shit. Mama ran the man off, y'all. She done ran him out.
Mama, no. You should have cooked the pile of oxtail. You should have cooked some oxtail.
Some of y'all.
Collard greens.
Yeah, you should have cooked for him. That's right.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Okay, see, now I know I ain't tripping. And I
told
the mama that
y'all
was saying, you can't run people out. You can't run.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Some people are very set in their ways. Some people are very set in their ways. And I mean, this man that comes, I'm going to tell you now, any man that comes into my mother's life, he's going to have to really, really break.
Yeah.
Because at some point, my mother was very spoiled by my father. So when women, and I'm not saying men and women don't spoil you, man or you woman, but I'm just saying it has to be limited. Because the thing is, you might have that blessing right then, but when that blessing is gone, you see what I'm saying? Everybody's not going to equal up to the same thing. It's just like when you come out of a bad relationship, don't take the bad to your new relationship. Because all the time, that next person is not like that. And a lot of us, that's where a lot of us go wrong. A lot of us keep up a big wall, and we want to say, oh, I was cheated on, I was this, I was that. But the thing is, what I always say, to my friends, all my friends I talk to and people that call me all the time and ask me for advice. Like I say, hood counseling in session, because I be hood counseling all the time. But I'm just saying, I tell them, when you go on a date, you don't tell your date what you've been through. You talk to your date like you on a damn interview. You tell your date what you're looking for. What you want out of a man, what you want in a life, where you going. You don't let no man dictate to you after you done told him that you done been beaten this and that, because you got to think, any man that know that you've been beat in the past, they're going to be thinking, damn, you talking about this nigga sitting around the street and you shit. I mean, I can whoop your ass on, so let me feed you your roses and your candy right now. But after a while, I'm like turning your ass. You see what I'm saying?
One of the hardest things I think for me is because, and I told my daddy, and I say I would like to tell every last one of my uncles, they made it hard for me to date because my daddy is a good man, and not only did he spoil my mama, but he spoiled the three of us, you know? Right. And it's because of what I saw not only in my home, but each and every one of my uncles. I have uncles, and my dad is a fan. It was with 10 boys and one girl. And each one of my uncles, thank you. I mean, and that's just on my dad's side. Each one of my uncles are good men. And Lord bless my sisters. Each one of my two younger sisters, they ended up with men that are, to me, like my daddy and my uncles. They're good men. They love God, and they spoil my sisters, and they take care of them, and they take care of their family. You know?
Amen.
And I'm like, Lord, if you would just send me a man that would love me the way God loves my mama and God, and that would spoil me the way my brother-in-law spoil and provide for my sisters, I'm good. But I tell my dad and my uncle, y'all ruined it for us because my standard of a man is somebody that has to stand up to the height of each and every one of you all, including my dad.
Yeah.
And that's a tall ladder they climb.
Right.
It's a tall ladder that they climb it. But as for me, I don't want to settle. Why should I have to settle for less just to say I have a man? You know,
you're right there. You shouldn't have to settle for less.
Right.
For some things, don't have your standards set so high. Because I know somebody that tried to tell me that she want a man with no kids. How the hell we 30-plus years old and you talking about you don't want a man with kids? I say, shit, I'm 38 and I ain't seen a 30-year-old yet without a kid. I don't understand how you want a man with no kids, but you got a kid. How the hell you going to do something like that? That's selfish.
No. You just have to know how to handle and talk to him and also to his kids and also the baby's mother. You know?
Right, because you all have to have a relationship. All you have to have a relationship.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And
so
a lot
like
of
I said,
wrong now.
Yeah. But like I said, I know why it's hard for me because my daddy and my uncle and my brother-in-law have made it hard.
Those of you out there that's listening that want to give us a call, want to join into the conversation, you can call 929 area code 477-3893. Push number one button if you want to come into the conversation. Once again, that number is 929-477-3893. Push number one if you want to come into the conversation, and we'll pull you right in. Have a caller coming in. Caller from 512-497. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Crystal.
What's going on,
Crystal?
Hey, I'm listening to y'all. I hear y'all.
Look.
Finding a man with no kids. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Mm-mm. Ain't gonna happen.
And if you do find one, it's because nobody wanted to have kids with them, so you got to be looking at that. Like, it's a reason.
Bam.
It's
Hallelujah.
A reason. You know?
Her husband, he wasn't shooting a power for him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. damage. It's something. It's always something.
Oh, yep. Yeah, it's something.
Or they just got a prison.
You're right. So far as let's talk about this. Far as cheating, have you have any of y'all ever cheated on your mate?
I've never.
Have any of us ever did what now?
Have any of y'all ever cheated on your mate? Like your main mate, your, like say you're married or engaged or whatever. Have you ever went to that extreme?
Yeah,
or cheated,
but I mean, I
or have
wasn't,
you ever
met
with somebody?
I'm sorry,
DeMarco, I hear you. I'm hearing a lot of kids. I can't understand anybody.
I was saying, have anybody, like, have y'all dealt with, have any of y'all ever dealt with, like, any cheating or anything like that? Like, if you were married, engaged, or say that, or have you ever messed with anybody, like cheated with someone that was engaged or married?
I've never cheated, but I've been cheated on, and it hurts. Huh?
Yeah, well, I cheated.
Is this okay? So both of y'all, was that during a marriage, or was it like just a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or what? Because
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Oh yeah, boyfriend, girlfriend, boy.
Yeah.
But when I'm telling you, when it's a mate situation, and when your mate cheats on you, and even through the cheating, you decide, hey, you know, is it me or is it her? And it's not always, and like I've understood from men, a cheating thing for a man is just getting some. It's nothing emotional with it, you know. But when a woman cheats, they say that's when, that might be their last leg. You know, like when the wife cheats, because that's emotional.
Ain't no
when women cheat.
Ain't no might, baby. That's the last leg. You done broke your whole ankle and your damn Achilles, whatever.
Yeah, but
broke
when a
it
man
out.
Cheats. Right, but like I said, when mine cheated, I was like, okay, look, you need to decide, me or her. And if it's me, then that needs to drop right now. Because, see, I'm the person who makes the church announcement. And at the end of the church announcement, and this was our conversation, at the end of the church announcement, my announcement would be, church, I need you all to pray for me and so-and-so. Because him and sister so-and-so, who was also a member of the church, are in a relationship, and I really want my marriage to work.
Ooh.
So if we can, we can all come to the altar. I say, please don't have me to make that announcement. But
oh,
I think but I really think with mine, and it wasn't, and I didn't realize it, I think my mom is the one who brought it to me after she had a conversation with him after the separation. And I don't know how or why, but he fell out of love with me. And no matter what I did, I couldn't gain that love back.
Right.
And I still wanted it to work. I still thought that we could work it out. And, you know, and that's even after the cheating stuff was over, you know, but I think he fell out of love with me. And he would always say that fall you the way your dad does. I said, but I'm not trying to get you to fall me the way my dad does. I just want you to provide for me the way the good book says, and be my husband.
So you think that was maybe an excuse?
I think it was an excuse because I found out years later after leaving Georgia that he had told friends of ours, you know, a couple of years before that, I'm going to send her back to Texas to her parents. First of all, I'm a grown woman. You don't send me nowhere.
Right.
And he put your next thing smoking. Yeah.
No, I bought my own self ticket along with my two kids and came on to Texas thinking he was going to come, but he didn't. But he fell out of love with me.
And I don't know what happens when a man just falls out of love. Why can't they just say, hey, I'm not in love with you anymore. I don't know what it is,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
He wasn't being a man
because you have to have that conversation. I don't give a damn if you think your woman going to knock your head off, you think your man going to knock your head off. You got to have that conversation. Don't send me no text message. Don't talk behind my back. You know, if you're going to do it,
mm-hmm.
do it. Let's talk about stuff. But
I'd rather you to tell me than for me to get found out like this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, especially when you're the last person to know. That's very hurtful.
Oh, yeah.
Last person to know.
Yeah.
How did that Teddy Pendergrass song go? The whole town laughing at me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I'm gonna tell you something that gets me when people know that they made us cheating, they know, but they want to get mad at you because you're not
right.
saying nothing.
I'm blaming it on you
when you already know this. Don't blame me, shit. You know this been going on. Don't blame me.
Uh huh.
This person that went off and had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids on your ass and got kids with you too. They had outside kids. But you get mad at me. How the hell you get mad at me? It's your fault. You know
right.
what shit was going on. You the one told me last time.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard to tell friends when you know. That's why it's really hard to tell a friend when you done seen her man or his woman cheating on them, because they'll be mad at you and y'all relationship be over and they still together.
Yeah. Yep. That's true.
So
yeah,
if you're out eating with someone and you see your friend's husband or your friend's wife come in with another person, and not a coworker, but you don't know, but they sitting instead of in a booth, instead of sitting across from one another, they sitting up under each other. So okay, the picture looks like he or she is cheating. Do you tell them or do you not?
Mm-hmm. You know, I was in a situation like that.
I went
out to eat one time.
Tell mama get close, I can't hear.
And somebody was in the restaurant, and I seen these two ladies looking at me, but I was, you know, you be talking, but you're not really paying attention. But they was a good way, so good piece from me. So they got and went to the restaurant, and I guess they were still kind of trying to take me out or whatever. But I knew the person. I didn't realize that what was going on until after they left. They came back to the table, got their purse, and walked out. Then after that, not a second later, these two guys was walking out. And I'm like, you know, I'm kind of talking to them. You know, why was they in the same area? I didn't see them at first. They were all sitting at the same table.
Mm-hmm.
And the man I knew his wife. Because when I see him, he act like he didn't see me. They're both walking out with their heads up like they didn't see me. You had to pass me. I was right there on the end. You had to pass me. I said, how you doing? And he's, oh, baby,
right.
I didn't see you. What's up? You see my fat ass in there? I'm not going to go I was looking kind of cute. But I'm just thinking, I'm like, he said, oh, I didn't see you then. Oh, I didn't see you. How you been doing? I said, I'm okay. And then when they left, then I didn't look. I still didn't pay no attention. But later on, you know, it takes a little while to kind of get yourself together, because I was talking to some more ladies, because one lady had just lost her husband. And I said, you know what? They were sitting over there together. So that's why they were staring at me, because they were wondering, was I coming down that far? But I didn't go down that far in the restaurant. I was in the front somewhere. So they asked me. But I said, you know, men are so dirty. Because if his wife had a cabinet, trust me, that place would have been rearranged.
Redecorated,
for real. But sometimes you know, sometimes you put yourself in that situation. Sometimes you don't want to really say too much, you know, to that person. But it was, I finally put two and two together, and I said, well, I'll be there. No one didn't care walking and watching me. And when he walked like that, he would see me. They looked like they were looking to the sky, looking to God, saying, God, please keep my head down. Don't let them look. And I just happened to, like I said, I put two and two together later. They were sitting together, and the girls were checking me out,
right.
Trying to see, did I see them? You know?
You see them. Yep. I had a supervisor that happened to me with, because I knew his wife. I had been to their house and everything, and he's out at dinner with this other woman who also worked in our department, and Like, for instance, he lived downtown Atlanta, and I lived out in the suburbs. So they way out in the suburbs having dinner. So as I went to the restroom, because, you know, I just had to go to the restroom, I stopped and said hello to him. Stopped and said hello to him and to the girl, and I said, "Oh, I said, where's your wife?" And he said, "She was, oh, it's okay. Make sure you tell her I say hello, or I'll tell her hello the next time I see her." I do not understand why a woman, because my thing, if I can't be your number one, I am not going to be the other one.
I know that's right.
You know, men so dirty. I had a friend end up in a relationship with a married man. This dude had got his own apartment and everything. You know, you wouldn't have never even known that he was married. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a big man. Big man. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? Women are dirty, too. Women can be dirty, too. Now, let's get it out there. Women dirty, too.
We know how
to be discreet.
But because I have a friend.
Right,
but I have a friend. Every man that she's ever dated has been married. And I asked her, why? Why do you do that? I said, because first of all, you're with him, but you're also messing up that family. It's not just a physical thing with you and him. You know, this man has a wife. Yeah. He has kids. When you take him away from him and his kids, and he's with you, that messes up a family. And I just don't understand why. I don't understand why a woman would rather be the side chick or the mistress instead of being the main. If I can be your main squeeze, don't squeeze me.
Those of y'all that are out there listening, want to call in, want to make a comment, or want to just get on the show and, chit-chat with the host, y'all give us a call. Number is 929-477-3893. Press the number 1. We'll pull you through so you can talk live on the show. But until then, we're going to keep this conversation going.
And then when they cheat, why do you get mad at the woman that they cheated with? You ain't married to them. You married to him.
Right. You shouldn't get them because, you know what? They can only go as far as you let them. I don't blame the woman. I blame the man.
Exactly, Mama. Why do I want to go out and get ignorant and fight with her and cuss her out? She's just doing what he letting her do.
But they do it.
Yeah, well, don't get mad at the person that's not in a relationship with you. You get mad at the person who's in a relationship with you. Your husband or your wife, you get mad at them. You don't get mad at the side chick.
Right.
Now, unless the side chick is your good friend, best friend, or or somebody that know he married or whatever, but still, he's the person, he's the person that you should be mad at.
Right, that's true. And so. We have a caller calling in. Caller calling from 919-455. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Kadia, or AKA Poetic Sins.
What's going on, Miss Kadia?
Calling to say hey. Hey.
How you doing?
Good. Just doing it.
Tuning in.
Kids.
I know you with two babies. That life has changed all the way up.
Yeah. Well, at least both of them finally sleep, so got them knocked out finally.
Well, that's good. That's good. Do you have anything you want to touch on, or you want me to just listen in?
Oh, I wanted to tune in. I want to say something. I know you're talking about, like, people dating married people. I had that situation when I was, like, 19. This guy I was working with, but nobody knew he was married. Like, his wife never came in. I never seen her. Nobody seen her. But he was talking to me or whatever. So me and him were cool. And we went out on a couple of dates. We never was, like, sexual or anything. Then all of a sudden, this girl called my number saying, "Why are you messing with my husband? Blah, 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 blah." I'm like, whoa, one, your husband never told me he was married. Two, I wouldn't disrespect your husband. I mean, you, no way, if I knew he was married. So don't come at me.
Right.
You need to check your husband. And I don't like when, like, girls try to go for the girl, like, that your husband talks to you. Like, your husband is in the wrong, not the girl. And so, so I did have a situation like that, but I'm not the type of person to date somebody who's married. That's not me. That's never been me. But, I mean, he's in the wrong.
Right, and when you found out he was married, I bet you broke that off and let him know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he's still, like, because, like I said, we worked together, so he still was trying to, like, you know, talk to me and stuff. But I'm like, no, I'm sorry. You should have been upfront with me. And luckily we didn't get intimate or anything, but at the same time, you are in the wrong. Your wife called me up trying to fuss me out. No, I can't. I mean, I can say hi to you at work, but that's it. That's all that I'm going to do because I'm not going to have no drama at work. So I'm going to still say hi so people won't be talking. But at the same time, no, I can't.
You know what? That has to be so awkward. I mean, I couldn't even imagine. I mean, that's just one of the rules. I think that's why a lot of people live by that rule now. Don't date nobody that you work with because it's just like it makes it very awkward. It makes it very awkward.
Yeah, it
does. And sometimes you don't date somebody you go to church with.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, he's a nice person, and it's like, because I worked at a grocery store, so I was, like, working up front. I was a supervisor up front, and he was, like, in the deli department. So he would come in my department, like, say if I'm at the customer service desk and nobody's there, he'll come up and, like, say little stuff or try to, like, touch me and stuff. I'm like, no, if you touch me again, I did tell him, like, one time he tried to touch me on my butt, and I was like, if you touch me like that again, I will tell the manager that you sexually, like, touched me inappropriately on the clock and at work. That's not right. And cameras everywhere, so they ain't like he can say he didn't do it. I'm like, there's a camera right there. It can see you clearly that you just did that. So, like stuff like that, no, I'm not part of that. Like, I've never been, and, like, my best friend, like, one of my good friends, she's like my sister, but she's, like, naive. She dates guys and doesn't care, like, they're married. I mean, not say that she don't care, but after she finds out they're married, she don't stop. And it's like, I'm trying to tell her, like, you don't want to get involved with that because, one, you mess up the family because if the wife found out or if he got kids, it's going to be a big drama. And, like, I always tell anybody, do not mess with anybody married. Like, it can be called glitz and glam for that moment of time, but, one, he cannot be with you 100% of the day. Two, there's somebody else on the other end that can snap on you. You don't know what kind of person that is. It might be a serial killer. You don't know. Mm-hmm. She might flip out, try to come get you. Like, that's why I'm like, I don't mess with none of that stuff. I always tell anybody, you mess with somebody married, that's a whole can of worms you don't want to mess with. Because, one, you don't know how that spouse is. Two, you don't know how their kids are. I mean, it's just too much. I mean, that's not my thing. That never, ever been my thing.
And one of the easiest ways to find out if somebody is married, invite them to be with your family on a major holiday. See if they can.
Oh, yeah, I did tell my best friend that. I told my best friend that. Like, invite him to come out, or if he, like, say if he has something for Christmas, because usually people around their family around Christmas or Thanksgiving, and ask them, like, hey, what are you planning on doing? They said, I want to be with my family. Like, hey, I'd love to meet your family. I'd love to meet your mom, you know, something like that. Do what they say. They have a bunch of excuses, then that's a red flag, especially if you've been dating that person for a few months. I mean, there's red flags you can catch. And I did tell my friend that, invite him out somewhere, like somewhere in public where, like, a lot of people can be there, including, like, family members or people you know, like, say, to a concert or some social event in the area. And if he keeps giving you red flags, then no, cut that off.
Yep, or bring them around your mom.
You know what?
I don't know what
it is. You know
what? Mothers have that intuition. Mothers have that intuition, and mothers can tell. I don't know about anybody, but my mother, let me tell you, as they call her, Sister Esther, baby, my mama, whoo, she can key in stuff in a heartbeat, girl. I even tell my friends, bring your boyfriend around over to our house, you know, because, baby, my mama can key in on stuff, and she'll let you know after he done left, she'll bring you back to the house later on. Now, baby, I need you to do so-and-so. This is what I need you to do. You do so-and-so. And if your answers are this, this, and this, he's not right for you.
Yeah, I got cousins like that. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I got cousins like
your
that. I'm like,
you say your mama made that to the talk show.
But
she just like me.
And see, when I don't know what, when I was dating a guy, and it wasn't my mom, before, if I was dating a guy and I had just met him, I mean, all I would have to know is like his first and last name, of course. By the time I would get home or whatever, my uncles, I met a guy, y'all remember when we used to have, what was it, Aquafest? Was it Aquafest? We have Aquafest. Yeah. See, I'm dating myself. Met this guy. Met this guy at Aquafest. And he was brave because he walked up and talked to me. You know, I'm a little teenager, you know, fresh out of high school, going to college. He walked up and talked to me in the presence of my mom and my aunt and my little cousins who weren't all so little, you know, like in age or whatever. But talked to me, told me, said his name. By the time we left Aquafest and got back over to my uncle's house and an uncle's house in Craigwood, five of my uncles, including my daddy, were there, set me down, told me who he was, who his mom and daddy was, what kind of business mm-hmm. they had, where he worked, and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of connections that my daddy and my uncles had, but they could always find out about guys I was dating. I don't care where they was from. So by the time their first day came, I knew about it.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I can ask a lot of questions about folks. You know, you see somebody and you think you might know them, you'd be surprised how you think Austin is small because of the way you know a lot of people. Somebody knows that person. You know, that person mm-hmm. you read, and then you kind of put two together like, I remember them now. You know, you get to sit back and kind of think like who was that? Last night? Like, so some of us got to think back a little further.
But all you have to do is really watch a person. Then conversation is everything. Once you have a conversation with somebody, I mean, you can find out a lot about a person just by conversation.
Yeah, I would say also conversation and action, because actions sound in words sometimes. So you can say all you want to, but seeing how they act too is a big key player too. Because I mean,
but the thing
yeah,
is,
not just
you're right,
talking.
You're right, poetic. But you know what? The thing is too, if you sit back and watch a person conversating with you, and you sit up and watch their body language, and then you, because my thing is, I listen a lot. Beth, you can tell it. You know, I listen a lot.
Right.
Me and Beth got that bag. You know, she ain't no good. Because me and her around each other, we looked at each other when we know somebody lying. We can look right at you. And then, you know, and then my mother, she don't make it no better. And my other sister, she don't make it no better either. So, I mean, we just, when we know a person lying, we look at each other, kind of turn, you know, you turn your mouth like, that motherfucker lying like a dumb bitch. You know what I'm saying? You be thinking like that because you like, ah, damn, dude, quit lying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, I'm just that person to where I'm going to, if you lie, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to let you know you lying right in front of your face. I ain't the one going to, you know, do it behind your back. I'm going to say it to your face.
Because some people even know, like, some people, they come so natural for them that they don't realize they're lying. And it's like, and sometimes they can mess up their story.
You know what? You're so right. Because I know some people that can lie so good for where they make you think they got it going on. And they have
I work with somebody like that. I work with somebody like that. Like, I swear to God, like, everything he say, I'm like, dude, like, I have to call him out. Like, dude, come on now. Like, for real. Like, I'm the type of person, sometimes I'm blunt. Like, I don't mean to be. But I'm like, dude, like, come on.
But he didn't lie so much, he don't even realize that he lying. Because to him,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because because everybody else, like, at my job, they're like, oh, whatever, don't say nothing. But with me, like, no. Like, I'm blunt. Like, I mean, sometimes my facial expressions give it away, but
yeah,
I'm like, dude, come on now.
I ain't going to say sometimes. I give away all the time. I be looking crazy. Like,
like, some stuff, it's like, yo, come on. Like, for real. Like, this dude, I mean, some of the stuff he be saying, I'm like, Like, you can look, you can Google that and find out you lying. I mean, so, I mean, how you gonna lie about something that you can Google easily? Like, nah.
Oh my God. I just don't understand it. I really don't. I just don't understand. But some people just lie so much.
I'm like, I mean, it's not that hard to be real. I mean, being real, you don't have to memorize nothing. The only thing you remember is the truth.
Come on.
So that's why I always tell people, I mean, why you online? Like, especially people online, that's what kills me a lot. Like, people go online, try to be this big person, whatever. I mean, just be yourself. I mean, people going like, they don't hate you. So what? I mean, just be yourself.
Yep.
I mean, I know some people out there don't like me. So what? I'm still going to be who I am. I mean, I got my husband. I got
my family.
I got people who love me. And that's all I need in my life. I don't need everybody to accept me. If you don't accept me, then, hey, that's cool. I'm going to still be me. I'm going to still live. I'm going to still be me. But, I mean, I got time to sit there and lie to everybody, like, ooh, I'm this and that. Ooh, I'm rich. I mean, I know I'm not rich, but I'm happy with what I got. My kids are good. My husband, he's doing good, helping me. So I'm good.
Yep, so you can kick rocks with all them lies.
Right, I ain't got time for it. I mean, shit, I mean, I ain't rich. I don't have everything. I mean, I'm not perfect, but I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you I'm this and that and the third. I mean, I'm going to tell you for real. Like, I don't have it like that. But I'm at the same time.
Long as you happy, that's all that matters. No matter what
exactly. But I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back listening because I need to finish up some stuff. So I'm still listening, but I just want to tune in, give my little 2 cents.
Make sure you press. Well, press the number one so the question mark come out for you. But press the number one if you want me to pull you back on live.
All right, I will.
Thank you for tuning in, too, and I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, you're welcome. You know I got you.
I know you do.
All right.
All right, sir.
All right.
But, yeah, she's so true. Well, some people will lie, and, boy, they'll believe everything they say. Have everybody else believe it. And then when people call you and try to tell you something they got going on and they don't say it, I'm like, you ain't. Have you learned yet this person always lying? I mean, you lie about every damn thing. You ain't got to lie about everything. But who are you impressing? You have to impress me? Hey, I ain't got a pocket sensor, but I'm getting good. I'm comfortable.
I know that's right, Mama. I know that's right. You don't have to impress me at all. You
nothing.
You think? So then at the end of the day, I got to take care of me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy, I tell you. These folks, I tell you. Let's call what's the name else with her right quick. Call Ms. Z. I'm from the call of them. But yeah, this show has been good. I'm glad we have a lot more callers. You know, sometimes people just don't want to call and be scared to call. They say, oh, no, you on point, I'm listening. Or they'll just send you messages.
You don't have to give your name. You could be whoever. Queen, TT, whoever. You know.
Tequila.
Don't
nobody
have
no.
Huh?
What was
that?
You could be
Tequila.
Oh. Look at that, Yvette.
Yvette
Mama, look at that. You
all right, sis? Man. I'm good now.
Oh, you all right? We let everybody know. We let the world know that you got the buffo lead.
Whatever.
You're crazy.
So what are we talking about?
We had already talked about it, boo. You was on the commode while we were talking.
Oh, well, you're about to call in, yeah.
How was you about to call it? See what I'm talking about? I already told you.
I was.
You on probation? You on probation?
Oh, no. You need me, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How you feeling?
I'm feeling a lot better now.
Now, we can talk about relationships tonight. Huh?
Are you talking about relationship?
Yeah, we talked about relationship tonight. We touched on a lot of it. Tell them, baby, kids, get out of there. Sorry, America. This is my great nephews. They bad.
some guy from Rome City closed up.
No, but we talked about relationships.
Whatever.
Just touched on all that about how relationships are and stuff like that and why people stay in bad relationships and, you know, all of those stuff. You know how we'll be talking about it. Don't worry about it. You know it'll be another one. Somebody will be requesting another one real soon. You already know how it goes. You already know.
Yeah. Yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah, I'm up, but I know. We know.
I want to ask. I want to ask, like, in Austin, where do grown people go just to hang out and have drinks and socialize or whatever? Where do the grown people, you know, where do the 40 and over go or the 50 and over go?
They go to happy hour.
People really don't go nowhere anymore. They just, you know, they get around with their girlfriends and stuff and, you know. People don't just get together.
Y'all know these folks go to, y'all know they go to happy hour now. Complain.
But happy hour where? But if but like if you don't hang out with people from work, I mean, because you know me, it's really D is you and our other friends. We, you know, y'all are the only people that I really would go somewhere after work. You know?
Right.
But, like, if it's just
but
me
the thing
and
is,
say our other friend, and say our other friend from work, because she and I are both single, and we just want to go out to have a good time, where do you go in Austin or Pflugerville around? Where do
well,
you
the
go?
Thing is, it's harder now. The reason it's harder now is because a lot of people, the scenes have changed. The dynamics of everything have changed. You got these old cats, these old jokers out there looking for them young buns. Then you got them old cougars out there looking for their young meat. So, you know, it's all different. They all going to happy hour with these youngsters.
That's true, because men who I would think would be interested in me in my age, they not interested in me. They want the, you know, the 20-something-year-old that's right and tight.
That's right. That's why I told you.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
I told you, sis. Yeah, and that's why I told you, you might have to lower your standards as far as that goes. But I mean, that's up to you. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying if you want that relationship, you either gonna have to be patient and wait for God to put that in your life, or you gonna have to either deal with something younger, because them young cats, oh, they like them old women.
No, see, I had a guy who approached me, and to be honest, when I found out that he was almost the age of one of my nephews, my oldest nephew at that, I'm like, oh, no, I can't play with you. You know, you and my nephew could be playing ball at the park together. I can't do that. But first of all, if you get serious with him, if I was to get serious with him, and then I go home and meet his mama, and then I step in the door, and me and his mama might be the same age. I can't do that because, trust me, if Brill was my son was to bring home somebody my age, we're going to have a problem. Me and husband have a good long talk.
So if your son was dating a 30-year-old right now at his age, I know he's, what, 18, 19? If he was dating a 30-year-old, 35-year-old, how would you feel? Be honest.
I got a problem with that.
Why?
What can this 19-year-old add
to
the relationship?
Oh, don't say that.
What besides the physical can this 19-year-old bring to the table? Because first of all, conversation-wise, no, because I know my child, no. financial-wise, no, because I know my child, no. So what are you getting out of this relationship besides a physical thing? And then on top of that, are you still able to have babies? Because I don't want my 19-year-old having a baby with some 30-year-old, and then I end up being a grandmama and the baby mama is close to my age. I can't have that.
I just can't. You know what she's going to say? You know what she's going to say? But he loved me. I love him.
Girl, keep
on.
Look, girl, keep on. I figure out some kind of way out of fire so you can get out of life.
Yeah, that is too old, though.
Because if the roles were reversed, if it was a 30-year-old man and a 19-year-old girl, you know what we would all be thinking. You know what we would all be thinking.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, so that's what I'm saying. There was no way that I could go out with that young man, and he's almost the same age as my nephew.
But I've seen something. I'm going to post in my DRT relationship real talk page on Facebook. I'm going to put it in there. But I've seen something with a boy. I think this boy is 19 or 20 something. He's with a grandma, a great grandma. Did you see that?
Damn.
Do y'all remember the show that used to come on? There was a show that used to come on where the boys were like, some of them were still in high school, and they were dating, like, older women that were in their 40s and 50s, 60s or whatever, because one boy, he was still living at home with his mama, and his girlfriend, who was 60-some years old, was sneaking into the house, climbing through the window at night. I wish some old woman would wake up and find her in the bed with her.
See, you know what? But while this stuff was going on when I was young.
Boy, see.
I want to say why she wants somebody that young.
Because mama would have shot him.
That's young.
He would put it down.
No, but this
yeah,
it was a show.
It
gotta
be a sexual thing.
Yeah, I think the show was called Cougars. And these 60 and over were dating like 21 and under. And this woman. And they filmed it. She was climbing into the window of his bedroom. I'm like, I wish I would go in my child's room and some old
girl,
baby.
I'd be standing out of that window when she came in. I would have drug her in that damn window. Oh, my God.
Mama?
I would have beat her ass for a back out the way she came in.
You would have ripped her pantyhose, Mama.
No, I would have ripped her girl off. I would have ripped her girdle off, and I would have mopped the floor with her, with her girdle on, and her what's some other things they wear? Yeah, because you know she had on one of them bras that button up in the front that go down to her stomach.
Damn.
But a lot of them older women take care of them young men, though.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them. Y'all know a lot of them go on cruises just to hook up with them young boys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I want nobody that young.
A lot of them do.
I'm in my 40s. I think I go as young as 38.
Yeah, but I'm sure not going to go for no teenager where when you get home, he's sitting there playing Nintendo or Xbox.
Girl, you ain't dating nobody my age.
Oh, man.
Look when you said that.
That's the youngest I go, 38.
No, you better say 40. He can't be my age, huh?
Y'all laugh.
I'm
going to
move y'all.
That's the youngest I go. I don't know what kind of 20 y'all do for me. He ain't even experienced yet.
I'm going to chase the chips. He can't do a buy me a potato chip and a soda.
He
keep it moving.
And mama, he probably can't spring for that soda unless it's 79 cents.
No.
He can't get that from his mom.
I guess he can't. I guess he can't pay for that thing. There ain't no more 79 cents soda. They gone. Right.
Well, you know, right now they bring back some fountain drinks that are 79 cents in a lot of places.
You got a fountain drink?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
That's the only thing you're going to find is a fountain drink for 79 cents. You sure ain't going to find no bottle.
Yeah, fountain drink for 79 cents. You can get it at Bucky's.
But yeah, we had a very
we had a real good segment tonight, and I just think that, you know, a lot of people should really take heed and pay attention, you know, before you jump in some of these relationships. It's not about you keeping your baby daddy around or your baby mama around or whatever. I mean, if the relationship is toxic and ain't healthy, you need to move around. Don't try to make no excuses about you trying to have a two-parent household and all that kind of stuff. That's some BS.
Or you think you can't do it by yourself. Trust me, women do it every day. You can get out of a bad relationship and have everything that you had before. And remember, a divorce does not cost a whole lot of money. You can do it for free. Trust me. Hit up the email address. I'll tell you the information.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
And child support is real.
Game.
Ain't
got time for no game.
But the
one
thing,
you
know, the market real talking.
Sure.
We're gonna have to put you on the look, Ben. We're gonna have to put you on the website with the divorce paper in your hand. You have to, if you want to submit your papers, contact Miss V.
There you go. I'll tell you how to do it, and you don't. And it won't cost you a penny.
All right. Don't make me this week.
And also, if he owes back taxes, we can make sure that you're not held responsible.
You ain't lying.
Oh, Lord.
You have to make sure that you put that in the divorce decree. Been there, done that, and wrote a book.
You know what I mean? You know, Yvette, me and you had that talk. I told you, it's been some smoke in the city. It would have been some major smoke.
Yvette
made that man stay out of Texas. Huh?
Yes, for 12 years. Took my name off everything. I didn't know anything. But he owed thousands, hundreds of thousands. But my name was taken off of everything after that divorce decree said that I didn't know any taxes from 1999 up to 2007. And a lawyer didn't have to tell me that. Yep, a lawyer didn't have to tell me that once you put it in writing. Hey, and it's filed and it's stamped and sealed by the judge. Hallelujah. Send it to the IRS and you don't do a thing.
And when you with somebody that owes child support, when you with a man or a woman that owes child support, come on, y'all, this got to be the oldest damn thing in the book. And you know, a lot of y'all dumbasses still do, men and women. If you with somebody that owes child support or owns child support, don't put them on your damn taxes.
No,
I wish I did. I was mad, man. My husband never filed together. That wasn't even happening. I mean, he wasn't behind or nothing like that, but I didn't, you know.
And when you start dating somebody, because my ex was telling people he was taking care of his, and he was not. But when you start dating somebody, when I started dating after I got divorced, the guy that I was in a relationship, first thing I asked him was, number one, do you have kids? Yes, you do. Yes, oh, you do.
And how many do you have?
Yes, you take care of them. Yes, I do. I need to show proof. I need to see proof the next time we're together. Not just for last month, but I want to see last month. I want to see one from last year. Because right now, if it was, it would be a physical thing, but are you free of any diseases? Are you free of all diseases? I need to see a medical report from your doctor for the last 3 months.
You know, you all know. Now you digging.
No, D, because this day and time, it's too much stuff going around. It's too much stuff going around.
I'm staying for diseases.
No, but if you didn't slept with
Sally, diseases, but as far as money, you ain't going to ask me on child support.
No, I want to see that. Because, see, if you're not taking care of your own child, and if we get into a relationship where we fall in love and talk about marriage, that means you're not going to take care of mine. I need to make sure you're taking care of yours to know that you'll help
you
me take care
lying.
Of to make sure you're free of any diseases. So before we do the do,
because
if you
can
don't
kind
have
of tell,
a,
like, if he spends time with his kids and stuff like that, you can tell if he, you know, if he really involved.
Right, right.
But you know what,
I'm a family person.
But this guy, he did bring me everything I asked him for, and I took a look at it before he and I, you know, went on that second, third date, and I made sure I took a picture of it because, see, I needed to run the numbers for myself to make sure everything was right.
Oh, hell no.
Yes, I did.
That's
took
psycho.
A picture of it.
Hell
no,
no.
You ain't gonna put me
no,
in a damn situation.
No, that's covering your behind. That's covering your behind. But like she said, don't file your taxes with them because right now, mine is hotter than fish grease. And got remarried, filed his taxes with his wife, and his and her income tax with his name on it is gonna be coming to me.
He probably told
girl, you crazy.
You gonna file me.
And if you don't file your taxes correctly and you're married to a man that owes income tax, you have to file your taxes a certain way and put you down as, or what is it, some kind of wife, liable or it's some other kind of wife. But if you don't check that box to say that, then your income tax will be
yeah, because it's
the
way they can
mother.
Give you, it, yeah, it's the way they can give her and his will get taken.
Exactly. Even if she files separate and they know that you and her are married now, unless she checks a certain box on that income tax, your money gonna go to the baby mama. Or mama's.
What's yours is still mine.
Yep. And look, and I'm going to tell y'all, on them divorce papers that I filled out, I don't even think he realizes it, but on my divorce papers, it says, until the youngest child is 18 years old, I am your beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was to keel over right now, before they put him in the ground, they would have to calculate the amount of money that he would pay for child support until she's 18 year old. That comes to me first. Then y'all can put him in that jelly jar and put him in the ground. But until then, I'm his beneficiary. Yeah. And that's in the divorce.
I ain't saying
she'll
go, digger. But she ain't messing with no.
Uh-uh. He didn't have no dumb.
She's gonna keep him.
Thank you. Yeah,
but I mean, another thing is too, you want to make sure you mess with somebody that do talk to their family and is family oriented, because you don't want to mess with no male and talk to his mama kind of ways, or girl talk to her mom any kind of way. And you want to be disrespectful, because you got to think,
I'm not with that.
Disrespectful to their parents are going to be very disrespectful to you.
Yeah.
Because
don't look at that. That's true.
Yeah. If you a kind of person that, you know, talk about your mom and, you know, you love your mom, you know, you can kind of tell when a guy's family, you know, with his family. So, if a guy loves his family, you know, you ain't good with me. But if you disrespectful, lose my number.
I know that's right.
Got deleted. I don't feel like that.
Yep. But it's stuff you can put in that divorce decree to cover you for a lot of stuff. I'm not joking, y'all.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to be responsible for all that.
Yep.
Commercial coming soon.
Yes, naughty.
But yeah.
You can get child support even when a man is in jail. You can still get your child support.
Yeah.
Take care of your children. Ooh. Don't use the money for your hair and your nails. Take care of your children first. I hate to see women out here.
Ooh.
They done just left the beauty shop. They looking good. Their nails are good. And their child walking next to them looking like they just came out of an orphanage.
You ain't lying. Child looking all hurt up.
Who did it and why coming? Why you still doing me this way? That's what it look like.
Right.
And don't do it no more. Yeah.
Yeah.
You walking around looking good and your child is sitting here. Ooh, that irks me. That irks me. Take care of your kids.
Yeah, that is
if you good. If
I mean, make
if you
kids,
gonna
make
get your hair
on
done.
Point.
Yeah, if you gonna get your hair done, do their hair. Or find somebody. All right.
Well, people have got a shy away from doing a lot of things with their kids, like as far as, you know, cooking food for them, you know, make sure they, you know, sit at the table and eat and, you know, everybody's
mm-hmm.
so different now.
Yep. And families don't sit a lot and have dinner and pray. Say a prayer. Does everybody sitting at the table know how to say a prayer? And when you're sitting at the table, no cell phones, no devices. Put them away.
That's how well, my kids
yeah.
were young. They had to sit at the
yeah.
table. They couldn't. They
yeah.
couldn't eat in the living room or they. We all sit at the table.
30. I try to have dinner. You know, especially when they were younger. Now that they're older,
yeah.
everybody has. You know, like basketball and all of that stuff. So it makes it kind of hard. But when we can,
right,
you know, my daughter and I, we sit down and we eat. And no cell phones at the table. If the phone rings, unless it's my mom and dad or one of my sisters because it's an emergency or D or somebody, I might answer the phone and say, hey, if it's not an emergency, let me call y'all back later. We having dinner, you know.
Yeah.
But sit down and eat together.
That's
and not,
your bonding
don't
time
do it,
with your family.
Right, and don't just do it for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
All right.
You know.
Everybody needs to take one day out of the week. And I know I was doing this in my house, and I know I've shied away from it for a few weeks, but everybody needs to take a day out of the week. And you should have family time to where you, I mean, we used to, you know, I tried to make it to where, like on Saturday or Sunday, everybody put their phone away and we stop and watch a movie. Or, you know, just
right.
family, like, come right
mm-hmm.
and have time.
Mm-hmm. See, we used to do that when my husband was living. We're all, you know, watch scary movies in the living room, pop some popcorn,
yeah.
you know, I cook
yeah.
some food.
I mean, because,
and we're, you know what I'm saying? We'll sit there watch scary movies.
You know,
we did that.
Those are moments you can remember, and those are moments that you carry on to your kids and your grandkids and, you know, on and on.
And even little things that don't cost a lot. Like, I can remember. We, you know, mama would be at home cooking. We'd be, you know, the girl, my sisters and I would be home. My daddy come home. And my daddy would say sometimes, come on, y'all, let's go get some ice cream. And my mama's like, honey, that's going to mess up their job. Oh, it's all right. Let's go. But I remember going to get ice cream. You know, I remember my daddy Jim coming by and picking us up and say, come on, y'all, we finna go to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
You know. And ice cream these days, you know, just a cone, maybe $1, $2, you know. It doesn't have to be a whole lot. And like with my great niece, she knows when I pick her up sometime, first thing she'll holler, hey, baby, let's go get ice cream. Because she knows that's me and her thing. We get ice cream, you know. And
yeah,
I know like with my daughter, when my aunt comes from Houston, my aunt and my daughter, her thing is, and that's the only time she drinks coffee. Is because my aunt will take her to go get coffee because I don't drink coffee, you know, but she'll drink coffee when my aunt come from Houston, you know, and say, let's go get some coffee. Or she'll go to my mom's house and she'll drink coffee with her, you know.
Yeah.
And those are things that kids remember, you know.
Yeah.
Making memories. And memories are not always, oh, let's go buy her a pair of Jordans. The latest Jordan or them not memories, them leather that's gonna wear out.
You ain't lying.
that's real.
What you call trying to buy leather.
Yep. And actually right now, look, a radio commercial. Flitterbond is free this weekend for any student. So if you're looking for a place to take looking for a place to take your kids this weekend, go to Slitterbarn. Look, they don't give me no money for this, but Slitterbarn is free this weekend. And then if you go to over to, what is it, Barton Creek Mall, go to their service center, you can buy two tickets and end up getting a, I think it's a gift card, like a Visa card or whatever, and it gives you back the same price that you paid for one ticket. Well, really, you're buying one ticket, you know, for like the adults.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yeah, but there's free stuff all through, you know, simple, what is that water park out there in Pflugerville? What is it, D? Raven River or something like that?
Is that Hurricane Harbor? What's it called now?
No, the one out there. The one out there in Red Rock behind
Dale
Dollar. Behind Dale Dollar.
Oh, you talking about, what is it called?
I think it's Raging River. It's pretty inexpensive. So some of these water parks are too high, to be honest with you. You know, when you have three or four kids, it's hard to take them. But that Raging River, I think, is pretty inexpensive. And then they have splash pads in different areas, you know, that you can go to for free, you know.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm just telling you right now, you done got inducted. Because you can be doing, you. We're gonna put you on something. What's happening?
Oh, yeah, because I'd be looking for the deal, especially with school coming and for school supplies. I like to tell people where you can go get free school supplies for your kids and these coupons and stuff so you can go get clothes.
So we need you to start investigating to find out where all the sales are going to be. So when that time comes, we need you dropping it down, dropping info.
I got you. Look, because I used to do it at my church. I would type something up and put it on the announcement stand and have flyers to get the people. Here, you go here and register.
Even better. Even better. Go on and get your script together. Go on and get your script together because now you got another job.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Right.
There's too many places, you know, and it's hard, especially being a divorced or single mom, and you trying to buy these school supplies and these clothes, and you want your child to be in, like, with the other kids, because kids these days are evil in school.
Yeah, right.
Y'all know our kids have to deal with a whole bunch of stuff that we never had to deal with.
Everything
is materialistic stuff, like Jordans and, you know, they got a certain Nike shoe. So.
And then some of them, even when they have that stuff, the kids still hate on them. So, D, you know that song that I sent you last night to tell DJ to listen to? That needs to be a theme song for all kids going to school.
What is that?
It's a song that they play. It's a Zydeco song about haters. Put your hands up. You know, if you got haters, put your hands up. Don't worry about the haters. You know.
Oh, okay.
I have to post it somehow.
Oh,
okay.
Well, y'all, tonight has been a great show, and I appreciate everybody who called in, all our listeners that's out there listening that keep supporting us all. Those of y'all that know, we're gonna get Miss Yvette. I'm going to have to assign her some kind of email because I know some of y'all going to want to bother her too. So I'm going to assign her an email so she ain't going to give her personal out. I will be posting some for her.
She can show you what you need to do.
You ain't lying. I'm going to add her on the website pretty soon. Those of y'all that don't know the website, it is www.demarcorealtalk.net. Make sure you check out our website for everything that you want to know about the show. You can also see the host on there. And like I said, Miss Yvette's picture will be coming up pretty soon. So y'all just be on the watch for it.
Hi.
Anything I need to touch on before we end the show, Mama, Vet, Z?
And Miss E.
If y'all have something y'all want to talk about next week, let us know.
And just by the way, Miss And by the way, Miss E is a divorcee. I am 53 years old. You know, would love to just, you know, sit down, have a nice conversation with a nice young man, a nice man my age.
That's gonna be another show. That's another show.
Singles night. Don't get on. I'm 63 years old. I still like to cook. I like to go to have a cocktail every now and then and sit up and chit chat.
That's for another show.
And we can have a double date with D and with Miss E and Miss Phyllis. Y'all can we can go out on the double date.
Don't forget Z. Z to be with you.
Yeah, okay. I'm 44. Just like to have a good time.
Well, you know what? I'll tell y'all what we need to do. I'll tell y'all what, Yvette and Z, y'all, we need to all get together and plan that thing that I've been trying to do when it's playing that singles event. But like I say, even though I'm married, I still look out for my friends and sisters and stuff. I try to make sure everybody got somebody because everybody deserves somebody.
Yeah, so we can have a triple date. So. You can call in to see about having a triple date with Z, E, and Phyllis. Call Marco or put it on his email him. He will screen it. And
on that note, y'all, since she's throwing all these different ways this way, we're going to go ahead and end this show.
Well, all right.
And like I said, look at Mama talking about preferably military. She ain't no good.
Retired military is fine, too.
You ain't lying.
Yes,
we're going to end this show.
Working on that second retirement. Hallelujah.
As we always say here on DeMarco Real Talk, we don't tell you what you want to hear. Well, you want to go ahead and finish that, Missy Vince, since you told them what some of them want to hear? Because I tell them what they need to hear.
No, we don't tell you what you want to hear. Sometimes we tell you what you need to hear, and sometimes we just don't care. We just going to tell you if you can hear it or not.
Right. That's going to be event slogan. So what we found the DeMarco Real Talk is we don't tell you what you want to hear. We tell you what you need to hear. Everybody have a wonderful night. Good night. Thank you all for listening. And we love y'all. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Cash, man. DeMarco Real Talk. Yeah, we got it in the wire. Shout out to DeMarco Real Talk Productions, because you know that they up to something. DeMarco the host, and all y'all should know, his co-host Miss D and Miss Kim, Mama Miss Jamita Roxanne, and that ain't it. There's much more in store. Just tune in, yeah, tune in for sure. They're offering real talks for real issues. You can bring your problems and you can bring your tissues. They focus on the real life topics with real people, and they focus on the topics that are lethal. Yeah, they have sport talk and the global news. So come on by and see what it do. They hitting you with the facts. Yeah, believe me that they are really out at. They be giving everyone the voice. If you listen to, that's your choice. They always keeping it so very real. They are giving you always the deal. The truth hurts, and we're not here to sugarcoat a damn thing, my dear. We don't tell you what you want to hear. We just tell you exactly what you need to hear, yeah.
Check us out at DeMarcoRealTalk.net. Follow us on our DRT Radio FM page.
And don't forget to follow and like us on Spreaker and iHeartRadio.